Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And in the studio, we've also got Jane and Jodie from the Solent Growth Partnership. Good afternoon, you two.
Hello. Afternoon.
Now, they've both got headphones on so they can hear you, Maggie. So,
oh, that's nice.
Hi, Maggie.
I'm keeping my germs at home.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for that.
Right, so Solent Growth Partnership, what is it?
So we're a partnership between Olive White Council, Portsmouth City Council and Southampton City Council to support businesses to thrive and grow in our area, but also to support individuals and businesses to just access the right support when they need it.
Okay. And what sort of support is that?
So a lot of business support, if I'm being honest. So startup support, support to develop, maybe that's marketing, sales, funding, finance, things like that.
So you signpost people or provide courses, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we provide everything from events to upskill. So one of the ones we've got coming up on the 25th of November is our local to global, to support businesses that perhaps haven't thought of exporting, to develop that thinking, right the way through to startup courses, to support people that have got an idea and want to develop that into a business.
So it's for startups, new businesses and existing businesses that that work?
Yeah, absolutely. We support anyone from a person that may be starting to think about launching their own enterprise. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're, you know, a hobby business, or they've got an idea for a concept of a new product or a service, and they just need a little helping hand to make sure they're thinking about all the right things that they need to get in place.
They need to think realistically.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes it can be a little bit of a reality check for some early stage businesses, but the right advice at the right time is completely priceless, I think. And we do also support very established businesses as well. Mm. You know, people that have been trading for years and years and are employing, you know, a number of people. So it's a real spectrum.
Do you have a sort of highest number, the biggest company you support, or do you support any size company?
Well, because we're government funded, we're tasked with supporting SMEs, so small and medium sized enterprises. Yep. That's up to 250 employees. But the majority of the people that get in touch with us are small, kind of micro sized businesses.
Yeah, so one or two employees or sole traders, that kind of thing.
Up to 10 would be the majority of the businesses that we deal with.
And what's your success rate like?
Well, it's interesting when you talk about success, because where we're a public service, you know, we're a publicly funded service. We're not on commission to make certain things happen. Absolutely. But I think it's worth mentioning that it's why we're in such a strong position to generate success with businesses. Our only motivation is to have a positive impact and to give that business a helping hand. So, success might be for one business, just, you know, giving them a point in the right direction, linking them up with a mentor, perhaps. Or it might be, you know, a more intensive program of support in lots of areas. So success looks like different things for different businesses, and we're fine with that. We're not trying to prescribe a certain size fits.
What I was thinking is, let's put that a different way. What's your gut feeling on how well you're doing? You put it that way.
We're doing really well. Yeah. We've got a lot of support, a really huge range. So everything, as Jane said, from mentoring to events to courses. The reality is that, you know, everyone's success is different.
Yeah.
But fundamentally, the feedback we get is very, very positive.
Well, that's good. That's good. So what do people do? How do they approach you? Do they just sort of turn up? Or they contact
your
website?
So many ways to get involved. If you go to our website, which is www.solentgrowthpartnership.co.uk, there is all of our offer on there. You can get involved, fill out a contact us form, register for a course. Mm-hmm. Lots of all of the events are listed. So website is probably the best way.
Website, yeah. And they'll be pointed in the right direction. So the sort of courses you offer, are they free of charge?
Absolutely. Everything we offer is fully funded. So, for example, we've got coming up on the island in November a generative AI workshop, which enables all sizes of business to get involved in AI and what it can do to fuel your business, maybe save money, make you more efficient. And that's delivered by one of the world leading experts, Dr. John Flackett. So could be really useful for island businesses.
Yeah, and do you do things like accounting advice or that kind of stuff?
Yep, so part of our, depending on what programme you come on, so I'll go back to the Startup Launchpad because that's one of our ones that's coming up in the future, a whole session is around money. So that's about generating funding, it's about looking after your money, it's about understanding the requirements of a business, whether that's tax or VAT, the whole spectrum.
Okay, sounds good. And
may I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
If I wanted to export something to everywhere in the world, obviously that isn't possible because some countries don't accept stuff from the UK. How would you advise me to do that?
So what I would advise, first of all, Maggie, would be that you come along on the 25th of November to attend our From Local to Global events, because there's going to be lots of businesses who are really keen to know what the potential is for their local business or their, you know, national business, you know, that might be based in our area in international markets. And as you've well pointed out, there are lots of markets that have all sorts of complicated requirements, things, you know, in terms of documentation that you've got to think about. It can be quite overwhelming for a small local business to think that that's accessible to them, you know, those kinds of markets and that kind of expansion. So what we're trying to do with this event is that we're trying to bring together all of the funded support providers that are there to handhold really through that process. So from a team that work within the Department for Business and Trade, advising small businesses on which markets perhaps might be, you know, good for their sector, you know, to explore, where there might be high potential. It might be somebody from the Hampshire Chamber of Commerce. We've got Jackie Highmore, who's extremely knowledgeable, who works within the Hampshire Chamber of Commerce team, helping businesses to make sure they've got all of the documentation they need for certain marketplaces. So it's a hugely complex growth strategy in some ways, but what we want businesses to know is that there is an array of support there, so you don't have to go it alone and you don't have to deal with that confusion. A lot of what we do, from export to Startup Launchpad to, you know, even support for businesses in certain sectors, we've done things for the creative sector in the past, for example, a lot of what we do is centered around raising confidence. So it's about helping businesses to feel that they have the know-how and the network around them to deal with the things that come at them. Because as a business, you can't judge what's going to be around the corner.
No, you can't. No, it's true.
So where is this course?
So the From Local to Global event is going to be held at Portsmouth International Port on the 25th of November. It's going to run from 1 o'clock till 3:30 in the afternoon. But for our island-based businesses, who we absolutely want to invite to that event, we are also, for those that can't make it over in person, going to be enabling them to join remotely. So you can get all of the benefit from all of the experts and organisations that are going to be sharing information on the day.
That sounds superb. Well done. So just give us that website one more time so we know how people can get hold of you.
So it's solentgrowthpartnership.co.uk.
That should be... Find anything else, Maggie, from your end?
No, that's fine. It's very informative.
Right. Well, thank you very much, you two, for coming in. I'll take a photo of you in a minute for our website. And how long is this funding going to last, roughly, or don't you know? You've got it now.
So it's been ongoing for a number of years, and we don't see that changing anytime soon.
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you for coming in.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.